KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Cortez received only 0.07 inches of rain in August. That's 5% of average for the month. National Weather Service observer Jim Andrus is calling this year's monsoon season miserable, with year-to-date precipitation at just 59% of average. Cortez also recorded 9 days of record-breaking heat in August, with another 3 days tying records. Colorado voters will decide the fate of 11 statewide ballot initiatives this November. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
A measure that would let the state's three gambling towns raise their betting limits above $100 was the final question to make the ballot. And for the first time since 1932, voters will decide whether to overturn a decision from state lawmakers. Democrats voted last year to join other states wanting to switch to a national popular vote system in future presidential elections. But opponents gathered enough signatures to put the issue to a statewide vote. Voters will also decide whether to establish a statewide paid family leave program and reintroduce gray wolves. But the coronavirus pandemic helped keep other questions off the ballot, including one to increase setbacks on oil and gas wells. Supporters said they had a hard time getting enough signatures. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is KSJD News.